Hi there, and thanks for tuning in to the Four-Eyed Radio Network. You're about to listen to another proud presentation brought to you by Revenge Lover Designs. Stand out from the crowd. For more information, visit RevengeLover.com and mention the podcast for 10% off of your order.
You've entered Victory Road, a Pokemon podcast.
Welcome to episode 11 of Victory Road, a Pokemon podcast on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. It is time to catch them all with your host. I'm Kyle, also known as Deadpool Ranger, and I'm Team Papa John's Cheese Sticks, because that's currently what I'm eating.
And I'm Doug, also known as Doug Watchin, and I guess that makes me Team Chipotle Burrito, because that's what I ate 20 minutes ago before we started recording.
Yeah, so I'll be eating throughout this podcast until the food is gone. Long story, food just got here, and I want to eat it while it's hot, and we have to record, so...
Enjoy!
I don't care. Yeah. Enjoy listening to me chew food and whatnot. I'll try and keep it minimal. All right. So to listen to the show, you can find us on 4EyedRadio.com, Spreaker, iTunes, Stitcher, Zune Marketplace. Blackberry Podcast. Blueberry Podcast, Miro Guy, Double Twist, YouTube, Swell Radio, and Player FM. And I also forgot, we are now also on Google Play. I really gotta update the notes.
Woo!
This podcast is brought to you by Revenge Lover Designs, illustrations and design that fit your personality. For samples and inquiries, visit RevengeLover.com. We are finally back. I know we've been gone a couple weeks, but that's because it's been a very slow, newsworthy couple weeks, honestly. Still no word from the anime, so we can't really do anything with that. And honestly, I've also just been with Pokemon Go, so yeah.
Where is the anime?
Right?
I don't understand.
Hold on. Let me tweet at Pokemon and find out.
Please
I'm going to use our podcast Twitter handle, too.
So, the delay... Okay, so we've seen two episodes. They released two episodes so far that we were able to watch. Well, they didn't even really release them, right? They were, like, shown somewhere, and then they were put online or whatever. That's how you and I watched them. But
yes,
since episode 3 released in Japan, it's been over 100 days since that released. That's like 3 months, and which, as a delay, isn't that bad. But we don't even have news. Where's the news? I just want to watch it. And I know I said on the last podcast that I was thinking about watching the subbed version, and I almost did it. I just don't understand. Where are you, Pokemon anime? Where are you?
All right, you gotta check out our Twitter right now. See the tweet I just posted.
I'm about to look at it. 3, 2, 1. Oop, I gotta update. Oh, there it is. When are we getting the English dub of Sun and Moon? We're waiting.
I had to go with that gif.
We are waiting, Pokemon.
We are.
I don't know who I'm supposed to yell at, because I don't know enough about the production of that show, but...
Right. But clearly they had the first two episodes ready. So
am I yelling at Disney, because Disney's supposed to be the one hosting it on one of their channels? Are they the ones I'm mad at? I don't know who I'm mad at.
Exactly. I feel like I should just be mad at everyone, you know?
Everyone. Like, I'm mad at everyone.
I'm mad at everyone. Even you, Vince. I'm mad at you, too.
I know it's normally impossible, but we're angry.
Mm-hmm.
We just won an anime. but you're right, there really hasn't been much news at all. In fact, there's been so little news that I managed to, like, scrounge up the weirdest, like, most unofficial news ever.
Yeah, I'm looking at this on the list, and I'm like, oh, wow, more work than I would have done. So
I felt like I needed something, but it's really not that exciting, and I don't know that it's going to affect anyone. Yeah, some guy ported... Pokemon Yellow for Apple Watch. So if you
that is actually kind of cool.
It's cool, but it seems like one of those things you do just to see if you could do it. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't imagine playing a Game Boy game on my watch. I guess Pokemon's an easier one because it's not fast paced, but mm-hmm. Oh no. There's no buttons. It's very strange. So yeah. And I imagine you probably have to break your watch, right? Like I feel like
jailbreak it, yeah, you probably would.
It can't be something that you can just do.
I don't know. This confangled technology these days. Back in my day, we had 151 Pokemon, and we were happy with it.
We were happy. Those are the only ones that count, didn't you hear?
Exactly. And then they came out with 100 more, and we were happier.
That's what I say.
And then they just all went downhill, except for Trico.
These views are not endorsed by Doug Fink. Yeah, that's pretty much. Oh, I guess I think Japan's getting something cool too.
I think that is actually kind of cool. Now we had actually seen when someone had actually broken into the demo for Sun and Moon game.
Yeah,
they got all the sprites for everything, and there was also Pikachu wearing Ash's hats, and it was all of his different hats throughout all the animes.
That's pretty cool. The fact that it's not just one hat.
I really hope we do get this soon because, honestly, I haven't played my Sun and Moon in months. And I need something to, you know, just bring it back for me because, like, I'm bored with it right now. And, like, yes, I haven't even messed with the Pokemon Bank yet just because I've been busy.
Yeah. This might actually be the first time... This might be the first time since Sun and Moon came out that I haven't played it between recordings. I don't think I've turned it on since the last time we recorded, which is actually a really long time.
Which is weird because you asked me if I've chucked my Puke and Mewkews yet.
Yeah, I know. And I didn't either. It was only relevant because it was the Pokemon of the day on the Twitter account.
Which is still weird because we still haven't even... Well, we saw Pukumuku in the anime in the first episode. And that's it.
And we haven't seen anything since.
Exactly. Like, I know more about the anime just from the Japanese releases than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't even watched the Japanese because I refuse to. Because I want to watch the dub with my wife because she mm-hmm. loves watching it too. And yeah. I know she doesn't want to read subtitles.
Yeah.
And
that makes sense.
And I don't want to be spoiled on anything major. I mean, like, I knew the whole ending to X and Y was Serena. But, I mean, that's going to happen. But, like, I didn't know everything that was going to happen, so.
Right.
Like, all the detailed stuff.
This is jumping a little bit. How do you think, if we do get the Ash hat, that sounds almost bad. If we do get, that's why I wrote it the way I did in the notes. If we get the Ash Ketchum hat, Pikachu, in the United States or in North America... How do you think they would do it for us? Because for Japan, it's just if you buy tickets to see the most recent movie, and we don't get those movies in our theaters anymore, I don't believe, right?
No, occasionally there's like a 1 or 2 day release that they'll do in select theaters.
Oh my gosh. Why have I been missing this? I bet you I bet you that I could go to one. Because I feel like Chicago is probably a city where they might do it.
Yeah, Chicago definitely is, you know, one of, like, the major cities, like L.A., Chicago, New York.
Yeah.
Whatever's in Texas. but, like, here in Virginia, like, rarely ever do we get... Like, if we do, I got to drive miles and miles to go to it.
I don't know who I would go to a Pokemon movie with nowadays. In fact, I think I don't think I would go. I think I would look like a weirdo. Like who would I go with? I don't know. I guess I go to other movies that.
When I was 16, I went to the Yu-Gi-Oh movie by myself. I felt weird. I was 16, and everyone else was a little kid with their mothers, and I was by myself.
I also am like a 260-pound dude with like a beard that's like described as a pirate beard. So I don't know that I would have to go with a group of people to not look like a weirdo.
I mean I could easily go with my wife, but I mean even then like tickets are expensive nowadays, honestly.
Mm-hmm. And if it's a limited release, then who knows how expensive they are. But I do wonder like what we will have to do to get the Ash Ketchum hat Pikachu.
They'll have They'll have one at GameStop. They'll have one at Toys R Us. They'll have one at Walmart. They'll have one at Target. They'll put it at each of the different distributors, and you get each of the Pikachu. You get one Pikachu with one hat. All I want is the original and the X and Y hat.
I hate how right you are about what that's going to be. It's totally going to be something like that. Ugh. Yep. Boo.
And because Pokemon does so much with GameStop already, I bet you GameStop will have the original hat.
Yeah, I could see that.
And then Toys R Us will probably have probably the most recent Sun and Moon hat.
I don't even know if I know what his Sun and Moon hat looks like. Is that... I don't know what that looks like.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you either.
Maybe
I haven't seen the anime except for the first two episodes. It's been a while.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Maybe if we had the anime.
hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Have they responded back yet? No. Okay.
Well, they're obviously paying very close attention to our podcast, so I can't imagine they would not have responded by now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even pay close attention to our podcast. So, I mean, pay attention close to my food.
But yeah, other than that, there's no news. I don't know that there's anything happening. And you and I are not very in tune with like the trading card game news. So I wouldn't even know where to start with that. If there's something big going on in the trading card world, y'all should let us
know. I know there's some championships going on and whatnot, but that's about it.
Isn't that kind of always happening?
Yeah, I guess. We should probably ask our good friend Shuki and Shinobi.
Yeah. Hey, Shuki, come back on the show. Let us know all the things.
Thanks. You want to be like a permanent guest host, Shuki? You don't have to edit anything. Just be on the show.
What if
this way we at least know stuff?
What if we just had him sit down one day and record a bunch of like side commentary, and we just inserted him like he was here all the time? And our most special guest host ever, Shuki, he's here again. He's always here.
Yeah, we'll just get his opinions for everything, and then we're like, and here's Shuki's Corner.
Yeah, Shuki's Corner.
Now, Pokemon Go, I wanted to ask you, have you gotten any evolve items yet?
Oh, Mike, are you asking this because you know the answer?
I do not know the answer, and now I'm curious.
The answer is no. I'm pretty sure that I have gone 4 straight weeks. It might be 3, but 3 or 4 straight weeks spinning every single day, so that which would be 3 or 4 7-day streaks, and I still don't have any evolution items I can use. I have the one upgrade that I don't recall getting. I don't know when I got that. But I've had it for a long time, and I can't use it. I finally hatched a Porygon, so I have a Porygon to use, but I'm going to have to walk with it for like 100 kilometers or something.
Yeah, so was it 5 kilometers for that one?
I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming it is. And I'm assuming that just because I think it's a 10K egg, I think is what it comes from.
Okay, yeah.
So, my current buddy is exciting, though. I have a Pupitar. Her name is Carla.
Nice. How long have you guys been going out?
We've been going steady for a while. When I first hatched a Larvitar, I actually hatched like 3 in a row. I think they actually come out of 5K eggs, which surprises me.
Which is weird, because I could have sworn it was 10K.
What do Dratini come out of?
10.
See, that's what I would have expected then for a Larvitar to come out of, but I don't know if they do. Someone fact check us on that. But
I think it's 10K.
Well, then I've had more 10K eggs than I expected. But I hatched like 3 of them in a row and then was able to evolve one because I hatched 3 of them. And I've just been walking around with my Pupitar ever since. I've hatched maybe 1 or 2 since, so there must be a Pokestop here that spits out Larvitar eggs like crazy. But I'm not too far away, I don't think, from being able to evolve it, but I could be remembering incorrectly. Who knows?
Yeah.
I just know that's the only way I'm going to be able to evolve it.
I am in the same boat as you on the Pokemon Evolve items. I still have an upgrade, but I don't have a Porygon. And I've been spinning for the past 3 weeks. Wait, did I get today? Yes, I got today. And I have not found a single evolve item. My wife, on the other hand, has had 3! 3!
What the heck? I don't know.
She got the King's Rock.
Which is one that I want a lot.
She got her Slowking.
Why Slowking?
I don't know. Politoed is so much better.
That's I'm what
already,
I'm waiting
I'm
for.
I'm already putting up the divorce papers.
Oh, no. It was all over the King's Rock.
You got the metal coat. And then I think, what was the other one she got? I can't remember what the other one she got was. But, yeah, she's had three. And I'm very upset. And one of them was from her seven-day spin. One of them she doesn't remember getting. And the other one was just a random one.
I kind of wonder if everyone got one on the very first day. Do you think that happened?
No, because I got mine on my seven-day spin.
Oh, okay. And that was your only one. Yeah, I don't know when I got mine either.
So I honestly, like, I don't know what's going on. I'm very upset. I guarantee you the next one I'm going to get is the metal coat, and I still can't use that one either.
I could use one of the. Oh, no, I could probably evolve both now. We had a weird onyx infestation a while back, and so I just walked around and caught a butt ton of onyx. But no, I still don't have an evolution item. I have no idea. I haven't been looking at all of the theories about how they are distributed, but I know there are a ton. There's like people guessing on percentages for days spawn. People are theorizing that it depends on the buddy that you have. People are speculating that it has something to do with like anything you could possibly think of in the game. I feel like somebody has a theory about how it affects evolution items.
Oh yeah, there's a theory for everything in the game. Like people always used to assume that if you click on the Pokeball if you miss the Pokemon, it would come back to you. That does not happen.
That doesn't work, folks. It's not a thing.
It just makes the Pokeball disappear faster.
Yeah. Yep. You don't get it.
Clearly, we're not paying attention to your count.
Nope. It's fake news.
Anyways, but I mean, like some things turned out to be true, like the naming of your Eevees.
Mm-hmm. Do you have you have both of the new ones, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Although I did find out that the name trick only works once.
Oh, is that why you can't do it again? Because I've had it not work plenty of times. But I just figured it was like I've gotten superstitious in that anytime I evolve an Eevee, I restart my game beforehand. Mm-hmm. But I haven't done it enough to know if that works. Maybe that's just superstition too.
The naming only works once. And to get if you want to get the Eevee again, and I had called this back when we were first theorizing for Johto, you have to walk with the Eevee for 10 kilometers, get at least 2 candies from it, and then evolve it during the day for Espeon or night for Umbreon.
Wait, that's
I don't remember which. Huh?
That's real?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's from what I heard.
That's complex.
And I called it in a past episode. I don't remember which one, but I know I did.
You did. You definitely did. I remember that. I think it was probably, I don't know. There was, it would have been probably 2 episodes ago, I think, not including the lost episode.
Oh, you mean, and the last pack when I had pulled a bunch of cool cards, like my.
Where did that turkey come from?
Right?
What was that?
What were we talking about again? Oh, yeah. So, the Johto Pokemon. Now, how have you been doing with your catching? Completing the Johto decks?
It's been fine. I don't know what the last thing I got was. I've been getting good stuff from hatches. Mm-hmm. So I got a Yanma the other day. Nice. I got a Pineco finally.
Nice.
But a lot of the stuff that I'm waiting on is reliant on hatching at the moment. Because I just think I have everything. Oh, no, that's not true. I still don't have 2 of the starters, and I know that those appear around me because I think they appear sort of everywhere. I just have only seen Chikorita, and I only have 1, I think.
Huh, that's weird.
Kind of a bummer. I would like some other ones.
So since the last time we've talked, I've made a nice little dent in my Johto decks.
Nice.
Finally got a Mantine. Super happy about that.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I caught 3 different Octilleries in the wild.
Yeah, we have a surprising number of those nearby. I thought, I don't know why they pop up as frequently as they do.
I'm starting to see Octilleries more than Remoraids, which is weird.
Same. I don't get it.
Just caught a Slugma today.
Oh, like
my first one. So
out in the wild?
evolved my Skiplum into Jumpluff.
Nice. We don't get Hoppip around here very much, so I have not even evolved
Hoppip. Hoppip's everywhere here.
Ugh, jelly.
And then I finally got an Igglybuff.
Ah, yeah, I saw that one. I think you sent that one to me.
Sudowoodo.
Those pop up every once in a while around here.
Yeah, I'm starting to see that a lot, too. But other than that, I mean, like, did I mention I got a Shuckle last episode?
No, and I don't have one of those, so I'm officially...
Yes, I did. I remember talking to Brian about it on the show.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
yeah. There was a nest for Shuckle by my house.
Oh, that does sound familiar.
Yeah, because I remember talking about the Sylph Road website, and which I've been following religiously now. Because the local park next to me that was originally a nest for Omanyte is now a Rhyhorn nest, which I don't need, but still kind of cool.
Oh, I still need those. I should pay more attention to that thing. I forgot to check it out, and it would be very helpful.
I mean, the nests update every 2 weeks, so you get plenty of time to try and hit up all the nests that you can.
Oh, yeah, that's a ton of time. Ton.
Oh, yeah. So, which is great. I love it. I'm trying to think what else is going on, but I think that's about it. I mean, Pokemon Go-wise...
Yeah, I haven't really done anything else. I went to the store and was like, maybe I'll buy a Pokemon-related thing. But I didn't. There were too many Power Rangers things around.
I finally evolved my Clefairy.
Oh, yeah. And sent
thing
me
is huge!
Thing. Yep. You sent me a text because it was alarmingly large.
Yes. If Clefable was real, like, I'd be walking into the door and, like, Clefable would be like, I can't get in.
Yeah, they're huge.
Yes.
They would make, like, amazing pillows. They're just, like, a big, huge, fluffy...
Like, right?
You know how they have those life-size Snorlax pillows?
Yeah.
They could totally make a Clefairy or a Clefable one. It would be huge.
Like,
it's like a
person-sized
thing.
Where do they get the sizes for this? Because, like, I don't remember Clefable being this huge in the anime.
Well, the anime is absolutely terrible at depicting Pokemon sizes. So I actually had to look it up, and I'm pretty sure that size for the Clefable on Pokemon Go is accurate. Because if you think about it,
wow,
the anime also depicted Onix being, like, every different size you could imagine. They had normal size ones. True. They had ones that were, like, the size of buildings. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, that's true. Because, like, if you remember, there's also the Tentacruel that destroyed a building that's now banned. That episode's banned. Or I think it's back now. I don't remember.
I think it's probably back, but it wasn't on for a while.
Yeah, because of 9/11. Man, that should be another episode. Banned episodes. And we'll ban that episode.
Oh, maybe that's what the Lost episode was.
For those who actually listened to the Lost episode, please don't spoil it for anyone else.
Yeah, no spoilers.
Yes. But no, and then I think there was also an episode, I want to say Johto or Hoenn, where there was a giant Caterpie. It was a huge Caterpie.
Was it like a giant-sized one? Because they've had a couple episodes where they do giant Pokemon. Like size of building Pokemon. It's weird. Or was this just like an oversized one?
This was a very oversized Caterpie that was probably about the size of a human.
That's so gross. Maybe it was a totem Caterpie.
No. Because like this kid, he had raised it. He had found this Caterpie and he just like kept raising it and it just kept growing and growing, never evolved. And I think by the end of the episode, it finally evolved into like this giant butterfly. I don't fully remember.
The anime is the enemy. Right now it is, for sure. The anime is ridiculous. And like we could talk a little bit more about it when we talk about our main topic, but I watched a few episodes and it's bonkers. It's absolutely so weird.
Okay.
Nothing makes sense.
All right. It was in the Hoenn. It was an Advanced Generation series called Caterpie's Big Dilemma.
Get it? Big?
Ba-dum-tsh. Let's see here. Just going down. Caterpie eats. Caterpie. Does it ever evolve?
Are you looking at the synopsis?
Yes. Yeah, okay, so by the end, it does actually become a giant Butterfree.
Like, how giant?
I don't remember. There's no pictures. But, like, Here, there's one picture I can at least show you of the Caterpie. This thing would load on my phone.
I mean, if it's a human-sized Caterpie, that Butterfree has got to be ginormous.
Okay, my phone... I think my phone... No, okay. Wow. Okay. So I'm going to go back to Google, because Bulbapedia is not working on my phone right now.
Dude, I'm telling you, I love Bulbapedia because it has helpful information, but they just need to unclutter it a little bit.
Okay, so I'm going to show you the picture. Here's Ash and the gang, and there's the Caterpie.
What?
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
Right? Good thing Misty wasn't there.
Ugh, that, yeah, yeah. That thing's terrible. I don't like it. Anime, I'm never watching you again. That's not true.
Now, speaking of anime, you showed me something that was absolutely amazing.
Oh.
The evolution.
Dude, that's news for sure.
Now, Now, I don't know if this was like for the specific Pokemon or if it was like if they're going to be doing this for all the Pokemon, which I really hope they do.
I hope it's all of them.
But like this was like some straight up Sailor Moon stuff going on here.
It was awesome. In the anime, I feel like, and even in the game, when a Pokemon evolves, it just either turns into a blob or it just turns into sparkles, and then like poof, magically, there's a new Pokemon there.
And everyone is confused by what's going on because they forget that evolution is a thing.
Don't they remember that song from the soundtrack about evolution taking place?
I think so. Like, we were watching X and Y, and like every time one of the Pokemon evolved, they're like, "What's happening?" And
happening?
My wife and I are like, "It's evolving. You've seen this happen a million times."
I
understand. Like, if Bonnie's confused because she's a little girl, she's probably never seen something like this. But right. Clement, you're a gym leader.
Ugh.
Ash, you've been to like 6 different regions.
Yeah, I don't care if you did it in a year. You should know a lot. Yeah, it's crazy. But this evolution on Sun and Moon is awesome. It never turns into a blob. It never turns into a mass of sparkles. You see every single change happening. Like it grows and it like changes right in front of your eyes. It's crazy. It's awesome. It's like an actual metamorphosis right there on screen. It's very cool. And I really, really do hope that all of the evolutions happen like that. I don't know how some of them would, but I hope that somebody issued that challenge to the animators and they said, okay, bring it on. Because it looks awesome. I don't know. Did I tweet really that does. Or did I text it to you? I don't know.
You tweeted.
Okay, so it's out there somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's totally awesome.
It is. See here, but yeah, I love how on your notes it says the delay between episode 3 in Japan and episode 3 in the U.S. has hit over 100 days.
Yeah, because it has, and I'm irked.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Every time we go to record, I check. Did I miss it? Did it happen? And I didn't. I didn't miss it.
Now, have you been trying to catch up with the X and Y series at all, or...?
I haven't. I haven't watched it in a while. I did watch a bunch of anime. Well, this is actually probably a good transition into our discussion, like our main topic. I had this really brilliant idea. I was so excited. I was going to watch every Pokemon episode that contained a gym battle, and then I was going to be so impressive. I was going to come on this podcast, and I was going to be like, well, actually, in every episode when he battled Flannery, like, and just be so educated on gym leaders. But I think we mentioned this off air, not on air. Twitch is currently streaming literally every single Power Rangers episode ever. And last night, Lost Galaxy started. So I got through like 7 gym battles.
Rangers Lost Galaxy.
Oh, and it's such a good season. And I couldn't stop. But that was funny. I never went back. And I am kicking myself because that actually would have been really cool to just watch. It was fun watching just the gym battles.
How cool would it be if Twitch did in every Pokemon episode ever?
I would be there so fast. That would be perfect.
Oh, right?
That would be so awesome. Well, they, I guess it's almost the same number of episodes, right?
I think Pokemon maybe has more.
Pokemon has more, but I think it's like 955 so far.
Let me see.
That have aired in the United States, and I think Power Rangers is at 800 and maybe 20 or something like that.
Yeah, because didn't they just have their 800th episode in Dino Supercharge?
Yeah. It might have.
Okay, 955 plus list.
I was like on the money.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm definitely off on the Power Rangers one, though.
Plus, like, 19 movies.
Darn. They should stream the movies, if nothing else.
Right? Yeah, that'd be awesome. But, so, I guess since we're kind of already kind of leaning towards it, we'll get into our main topic of gym leaders.
Ooh-hoo!
Now, wow, I like your notes you did here. That's impressive. Wow.
Well, thank you very much. You just never know who's listening. So I figured let's just start at the beginning, you know? If we're going to talk about what a Pokemon gyms, we should talk about what a gym is.
Well, I can answer that pretty easily. A gym is what Team Instinct is taking over right now.
Oh, everywhere. I see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening.
We've been waiting. We've been waiting for all the Valors and the Mystics to just kind of die out because we're like, we don't care about the game anymore. But all of us Instincts are kind of like, all right, now's our time to shine. Take everything over.
You know, in Survivor, it's actually a very good strategy to sit back and let two Titans go at it because those two Titans fighting will put bigger targets on their back. So maybe Instinct has just been letting Valor and Mystic go at it.
And I like your use of Titans because the three legendary birds are classified as Titans.
I definitely did that on purpose. Everyone should believe me. Yeah, I didn't put any stuff on Pokemon Go gyms in here because I think we talk about that pretty frequently. But I did put some stuff about some stuff. So I don't even know what the gyms are near me. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah. So, anyways, the first little note you put, I'm gonna go through this because I like. You were actually prepared, well more prepared than I was, so props to you. A Pokemon gym is a place where Pokemon trainers prove their ability to battle by defeating a gym leader and receiving a gym badge.
Yes, can I read the next one? Because I like this one. In the games, gym leaders must be defeated in battle. However, many exceptions are made in the anime, shocking, as seen immediately in the episode Showdown in Pewter City, where Ash gets a boulder badge without finishing his battle. And then, fun fact, he doesn't actually receive nearly any of his badges in the first five gyms by battling. I think four out of the five badges he gets in the first five gyms, he doesn't actually battle for them.
I remember Erica, like, he just had to save the Pokemon from a fire.
Mm-hmm. So it's boulder badge he got without finishing a battle. He just got it because, but he did battle. He just didn't finish
it. Yes, he just didn't finish it.
In Cerulean City, he battled, and I believe that battle was interrupted.
By Team Rocket.
Right. And then Lieutenant Surge, he did actually beat.
Yes.
He lost, and then he beat. And then in the show, coincidentally enough, the same way that I did the game, I think, I don't know, he then goes to Saffron City and beats Sabrina first, in like before going to Celadon City, and he does not finish the battle there either. he and Haunter make Sabrina and Kadabra laugh, and that's how he gets a badge. And then in Celadon City, you're right, he just saves the Pokemon from a fire. Yeah. So four out of his first five badges, he did not finish the battle.
Because then Koga, he did fight.
Mm-hmm.
Blaine, he did fight.
Oh, that was Blaine. Ooh,
was an amazing two-parter episode with Charizard and Magmar. Oh,
and a true two-parter too, because the Saffron City gym, that battle happens in two parts, but it's separated by another episode.
Actually, so it's like a three-parter almost.
Yeah, it's a three-part story. But the Cinnabar Island gym,
that's by
like
far
a full blown 2-part episode battle.
Yeah, that always stuck out to me. That was like one of my favorite gym battles in the anime. Oh,
so good, so good.
And then Giovanni, he never actually fought Giovanni. Gary fought Giovanni and his Cyber Mewtwo.
Mm-hmm.
But then Giovanni had other things to go because Cyber Mewtwo kind of blew up the whole thing and to be continued in the Pokemon movie.
Yep.
And so Team Rocket ended up taking over for Giovanni, and I think they ended up blasting off and dropping the badge itself.
Yeah, I don't think he is supposed to, I don't remember the details, but yeah, he doesn't get that one the way he's supposed to either.
Yeah.
So, 2, right? No, 3. He got 3 of them by battling. By finishing a battle, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
So, does that continue? I don't remember enough about the Johto gyms. I think in the Johto gyms, he does win those. But does that whole, like, Ash doesn't actually have to finish a battle thing carry on past into, like, Hoenn and all the other...
It's been a while, but he starts to actually really earn them by actually doing the battles.
Good.
Like, I remember watching all of X and Y, and I think he actually did every single one. Like, I believe, actually, every battle in the X and Y anime, he was able to defeat the gym leader without losing once, except for the final one.
That's weird, because I actually kind of like when, well, if I'm treating every single region as a different Ash, which is impossible to do, I like when he loses a gym battle, because then it's kind of like, oh, what went wrong? What do I have to change? You know, and it mimics the game a little bit. You can get your butt whooped in the game, and then you're like, well, now I need to edit my team, or I need to train more, or this. So I kind of like that that he loses to Sabrina, you know? I like that the Blaine battle is difficult. But at least he's still battling, you know? He definitely earned... I didn't put a note about this, actually, surprisingly at all, because they're not really official gyms, but... In the anime in the Orange Islands, he earns all those, too. They're just not battles. He has to do all sorts of crazy stuff.
Weird challenges. I kind of wish we got to do those in the games, but oh well.
I know, right? So, but yeah, typically you have to defeat a gym leader in battle to get a badge. Mm-hmm. Ash just is a special trainer, I guess.
In both the games and the anime, Pokemon gyms may include additional tests such as puzzles or gym trainers.
Which doesn't really come into play very much in the anime a whole lot. A little bit, like, but not a lot.
At least with the games, like it's always like how to get to the gym leader is always a different challenge.
Yeah.
Which I always liked.
There was like one generation, I think. Was it Diamond and Pearl that almost like entirely got rid of that? There was some generation where you could almost always just walk up to them. And that annoyed me.
They had a pretty... I remember a few that were pretty hard to figure out. Remember the last gym leader?
Maybe I'm just making that up. Maybe my bias is showing against Diamond and Pearl.
But one cool thing, though, like usually like the very first gym of each region... You can skip all the side trainers. Like, they'll usually have, like, a pathway you can walk around the trainers and then easily get straight up to the thing.
I can't do that.
No, I go through. I'm like, I need the experience points. This is experience points wasted if I don't do this.
Yeah, because then you can't battle them again with one exception. There's some exception, and I don't know which one it is, but there's some exception. There's one official gym in the main series that lets you – battle the trainers after beating gym leader. And I don't remember it at all. I just know it because I read it somewhere.
I know.
It might actually be the one gym battle I haven't done yet. There's actually still one gym battle I have not finished in Y.
Yeah. I do know that in Heart Gold, Soul Silver, you can re-battle gym leaders afterwards.
Which is awesome. And I wish that every game let you do that.
Yeah, like all you gotta do is like register their phone number, and then they'll call you up like certain days, or you have to call them. I can't remember. And be like, "Hey, you guys want to battle? Okay, cool."
That's one of my favorite things from Gold and Silver and Heart Gold and Soul Silver is the fact that you can re-battle people, and it's not the same battle necessarily. Don't the levels go up and whatnot? They must, because they mimic you.
Because now once you beat, I believe, all 16 gym leaders, then you can rebattle them all again, and they'll have the national Pokemon as well. So, like, if they had, like, a Pokemon that could evolve in Gen 4 but couldn't yet because basically you can only get Gen 2 Pokemon, they would actually have stronger Pokemon. They'll swap out a few, and it was amazing.
See, that's awesome, and I just wish every game would do that. I know Sun and Moon does let you rebattle certain folks, and that's cool. I just haven't done any of that yet.
Let's see here. Oh, you got some fun facts. I like fun facts.
There probably should have been more, but Lost Galaxy.
I got a few trivia things I got from Bulbapedia I can read off, but let's see here. You got, there have been 51 official Pokemon gyms in the main series games.
Which is a weird number, right? But
I think you already know. Is it because Black and White and Black 2 and White 2, they added a few different gyms and took away a few, so...
Yes, there are 11 official gyms, I believe, in Black and White.
Yeah, let me see.
I think it's 11. Because I think they have three, so.
Let's see here. Let's see, Marlin was added, and then Roxy and Sharon were added. So that's three from there, plus Skyla, Drayden, Clay, Elisa, Berg, Bryson, Lenora, and then the Silent Chill and Crest. So yeah.
There's a lot, which is cool. I think that's pretty cool. The only reason that they're able to do that is just because it features more than one entry in the series. So they actually got sequels, but it's the same region. So it's weird, though, that over the course of, what, 2 years, the gyms changed? Doesn't it take place 2 years later?
Yes.
So it's interesting that the gyms change so quickly.
Yeah.
Is there explanation for it in those games, or is it just like it just is?
Well, you also start off on a different side of Black 2 and White 2. You don't start off in the same hometown.
Oh my gosh, so, I need to play those games so bad. I'm such an idiot. So
you start off on the like bottom left-hand corner instead of the bottom right-hand corner.
What city do you start in? What's it called?
I don't know.
Oh, now I'm so intrigued. I'm the worst Pokemon podcaster ever. I did not know this at all.
I just said I don't know, so trust me, you're not that far off.
No, I mean, like, I didn't even know that it was that different. I thought it was, oh my gosh, I need to play those games so bad. What am I doing with my life? Watching Power Rangers on Twitch.
Hey, I was doing that too after I finished Iron Fist.
You'll have to, at the end of the episode, I'm going to ask you, oh, there you go, how it is.
it's amazing.
Good.
I'll say it right now. Iron Fist was amazing. Go watch it, kids.
Go watch it, kids.
Yeah. Let's see here. Due to gyms with multiple leaders or changes in leader, there are blank, 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 blank.
It kept crashing. I was going to count. I was going to count how many gym leaders there are. Because there are some gyms that have more than one.
Ah.
So the very first gym in, I think, Unova, right, has three different gym leaders.
Unova's different in many ways because you get Silent Chill and Cress, who depends on which starter you get, you'll face which one of those three.
Right.
Unless, of course, you're Ash and you choose to challenge all three. also, depending on if you have Black or White, you'll be challenging Drayden or Iris.
Exactly. So Unova does really cool stuff with their gyms and their gym leaders. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons that I like that generation.
Hoenn. You have Tate and Liza, who were the double team gym.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's a weird number.
Yep.
And in Gold and Silver, Koga becomes one of the Elite Four.
Yep.
So it's the same gym, but it's a new gym leader.
Yep.
What is it, Jasmine?
Janine. Yep.
That's what it is.
Also, Gold, Silver, your old rival Blue takes over for Viridian City.
Right, so there's another one. So there's a ton of gym, like official gym leaders.
Mm-hmm. And then in Ruby Sapphire, Omega Ruby, and Alpha Sapphire, the final gym leader is Wallace. But then in Emerald, it's Juan.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So there are a lot of different gym leaders that change throughout the whole thing.
I already mentioned this thing about Unova. having more than eight. So I guess the next piece, which should be familiar if you've been listening to our podcast because we spent so much time on this region, but the Alola region is the only main series game that has no official Pokemon gyms because it has island trials and totem battles instead, which is not really a coincidence. They make a big deal about it. So it's not like they just forgot.
Yeah. So a few trivia things here, and I think you'll find these interesting. There's a couple of these here, so it'll keep us a little entertained for a little bit. Every gym leader that specializes in Ghost and Steel-type Pokemon uses Gengar and Steelix, respectively, in battle.
I never noticed that. I probably noticed the Gengar one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How many are there? Does it say? There can't be more than three of each, all right?
Hold on a second. Ghost and Steel. So there's nothing in X and Y. Dragon Flying, Ground Electric, Bug, Poison, Normal, Ice. Nothing here.
I'm guessing no more than three of you. I would guess that there's two Steel and three Ghost.
All right. There's Ghost and Steel in Sinnoh.
And then there's also Ghost and Steel in Johto.
Yes.
So that's two each.
That's it.
Oh, I was so close.
So it's two each.
So close. Okay.
Now, this is an interesting little tidbit you'll like. Mm-hmm. Even though there are 51 known gyms in the game, with 58 gym leaders among them, there you go. There has not yet been a gym specializing in dark-type Pokemon.
Wait. Oh, okay. For a second, I was going to say that is false because of Johto, but it's not false because in Johto, one of the Elite Four uses Dark. Because by the time you get through Kanto and Johto, every single type is represented either in a gym or in the Elite Four. Mm-hmm. There's never been a Dark gym?
Nope, there has not been a Dark gym. Although, there have been three Elite Four members, Karen, Sydney, and Grimsley, that specialize in Dark.
Why?
As well as the Island Kahuna, Nanu.
This... Yeah, that's probably the closest that we get to there being a gym leader with Dark. But Nanu wasn't like, I don't know, Nanu was
He wasn't
really...
a trial, though. He was Kahuna.
True. That's one thing that definitely irks me about Pokemon gyms in the game, is I don't think they get very creative with many of them, and I feel like they don't get as diverse as they could.
Oh, you're going to love this next little tidbit.
Ooh, lay it on me.
All the other 17 types have at least one gym associated with them. Electric type specialist gyms appear in 5 out of the 6 regions.
Which I know is great for you, but that's crazy. That's absolutely insane. There are only 8 gyms in any given entry, and there are 18 types. They can do so much better. And how many?
17 types.
Fairy.
I think that counts it.
Oh, I thought there are 18. Right?
Hold on.
Plus 2 plus 1, 15 types originally.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
I think
7,
I got this
8,
one.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Oh,
whew. Well, Bulbapedia, you need to update that right there.
Bulbapedia, I gave you praise earlier.
It says all the other. Oh.
Oh, other.
Yeah, okay. No, I misread that because it's part of the dark thing. So it says dark type Pokemon, no gyms. And then it says all the other 17 types.
Got it.
Leaving out dark. Okay, so it's my bad. I can't read.
It's still crazy to me that there's no dark gym at all.
Right.
Because there are some gyms that come to mind that are almost exact copies of other gyms. I know I'm picking on Diamond and Pearl again, so tell me if I have the wrong generation, but isn't there a gym in Diamond and Pearl that is a rock gym that uses a Geodude and an Onix?
Like,
it's almost the exact same gym as Brock. And I remember being like so irritated. Pokemon.
There's like always a rock
gym.
I can tell you that much.
Diamond.
But I know there's a rock gym because it was the son of the steel type gym leader in that generation.
Right. And I feel like it was, if it wasn't the exact same, it was those two plus one more or something like that.
Yeah, he had a Geodude, an Onix, and then he had the Kranidos, the fossil Pokemon.
Right. They couldn't have found other rock types. This was four generations in, wasn't it? Or was it three? Right. I don't know.
Yeah, it was four. And then in Generation 3, we had another first type rock, which is weird that rock always seems to be like one of the first ones that you have to go through.
Yeah,
but Roxanne, she had, what was it, like Geodude, and then she had her nose pass.
Right. Find some other rock Pokemon, fools.
Yeah.
Or make a really, really freaking hard, that's funny, rock gym late in the game. That would be cool. I mean, there might be one. I might just not be thinking of it.
No.
It's not very creative.
Because the farthest a rock gym has ever gotten, and I'm just double-checking this to make sure.
I'm going to guess three.
There's four.
Oh!
Let's see. Sinnoh, Hoenn, and then Kanto, their very first gyms were rock.
That's crazy. Three out of the four?
Okay. The fourth one is an X and Y, and that's the second gym that you fight.
So annoying. Although I do like that gym a lot, so I'm not going to complain too much.
So, rock gyms have not gotten past the second stage of anything.
So, we love Gold and Silver, and I just want to take a moment to praise Gold and Silver once again, because when they made the original Gold and Silver, almost no type, actually I don't think any type, repeats when it comes to gyms.
Yes.
Because they had eight gyms, and then they had eight more, and there were 17 types.
Yes. And
that's how we end up with a normal gym.
Yep. And that one was possibly the hardest gym ever challenged.
It kicked my butt so many times.
Yep. Now, okay, so back to the notes, because there's some really cool little trivia notes here. Let's see here. For setting the world on its beneery, Professor Oak's Big Pokemon Encyclopedia is about gym leaders. He writes this Shinryu about them. Gym leader, put your life on the line and challenge me. So, fun little fact there. Let's see here. In the Johto saga of the anime, none of the gym leaders had exactly the same lineups as they do in the games.
Oh, that's strange. I'm surprised they did that.
In the games, every gym leader has at least one Pokemon in his or her party that knows the TM move he or she gives out upon defeat. Former gym leaders do not count in this, as Wallace, when he is faced as champion, and Giovanni, when he is faced in Generation 4, do not have Pokemon that know this move that they gave out as TMs when they were faced as gym leaders in previous games. Koga, despite not being a gym leader in Generation 4, has several Pokemon that know Toxic, the move he last gave out as a TM.
That's using the TM in battle is like selling a toy on a TV show. Like they're always going to use it if you give them enough time to do it.
Mm-hmm. From Generations 1 through 5, not counting remakes, every move that was in a TM given out by a gym leader was a new move for that generation, and many of them were rarely, if ever, seen on any other Pokemon in the generation they were introduced.
Wait, through five generations, did you say?
One through five.
Dang!
This trend has been broken in Generation 6, where only three gym leaders, Viola, Karina, and Valerie, hand out TMs with moves new to the generation.
Hmm.
In Pokemon Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald, the player can continue the game without defeating Winona of Fortree City until attempting to battle the Elite Four.
What? I don't think I knew this.
Yeah. There's some things, like, you can actually skip certain gym leaders. Like, I know, like, technically in the game, they want you to, I think, face Koga, then Sabrina after Erica. But you can do it vice versa if you want.
I did it in reverse, and the only reason I knew is because her badge popped up after his.
Yeah.
And there was, like, still a blank spot.
Mm-hmm. So, in this one here, you can literally skip her gym in Pokemon Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald. And then, but you still have to go back to it if you want to get past the gates.
Well, yeah, because you need your 8 badges. But that's crazy that there's no consequence whatsoever. There's no gate in the game. That's crazy to me. Wow.
The Orange League is the only one so far in which Ash has successfully defeated all the gym leaders without a rematch. He almost did it, X and Y. Almost did it, but obviously not.
Oh, Ash.
Yes. And then in Pocket Monsters, the animation, it was mentioned that the position of gym leaders was very unforgiving, as it had a 3-strike rule stating that if a gym leader lost 3 times in a row, the gym will be disqualified.
Whoa.
Yeah. Now, that's saying if you lost 3 consecutive battles in a row. If you lost a battle, then won a battle, you're fine.
That would have made the Cerulean City Sisters no longer eligible to be gym leaders, because in that episode, I only know this because I just watched it, they didn't want to battle Ash because they had just battled all 3 of the other Pallet Town trainers and lost all 3 of those battles.
Yeah. It is also revealed that being a gym leader was costly, leaving little pay, and the government can't provide for them. It also revealed that the rather brutal nature of gym leading was one of the reasons why Misty's and Brock's parents ended up abandoning them to gym duties.
Whoa! Serious?
Yeah.
Wait, what is this?
I'm pulling it up right now. It's called Pocket Monsters, the Animation.
Is this official?
Image for it. Is a novelization of the Pokemon anime.
Is it in English?
It is. Only 2 volumes were published. The first volume has that code, and second volume has that code, and that's about it. I don't think so.
Man, I would love to read those. That would be so interesting. I wonder if that's considered canon. Probably not.
We never actually got to meet Misty's parents, so.
Oh, true, true. We only met one of Brock's.
No, actually, we did eventually get to meet his mother.
Oh, that's something to look forward to. When did that happen?
Generation 4?
Oh.
3? One of those 2? I can't remember. It's been a while.
Why don't you have an encyclopedic knowledge of every single anime episode ever, Kyle?
Because it's filled with all the other information. If I put anything else in there, it's going to explode. Between Power Rangers and Pokemon, trust me, and comics, I'm overloaded right now.
No, there's no room left.
Plus Disney knowledge. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So those are the little trivia facts about gym leaders, which I thought were kind of cool. So now,
Electric is not the type I would have guessed had the most number of gyms.
See, I didn't think so either, but then I started thinking about it because I was like, who's my favorite Electric gym leader? And I was like, well, there's a Lieutenant Surge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't think there's anyone in Johto. And then I was like, okay, so then there's, I can't remember his name, but there was the older guy who was very happy and chubby in the 3rd generation. I remember the final gym in Sinnoh was Electric.
Is that Volkner? The last one?
Hold on.
I think that's cool, having the very last gym be Electric.
All right. Watson was Hoenn.
Oh, Watson. Yep. I remember
Volkner,
him.
Yep. Volkner from Sunny Shore City in Sinnoh. So there was him. And then there was Elisa in Black and White,
mm-hmm.
and her again in Black 2 and White 2, but with black hair. And then there was Clement from Lumio City in Generation 6. So, I mean, out of all of them, I mean, Lieutenant Surge is probably the most bad out of all of them. I didn't want to say it, but now I'm going to have to censor it, but okay.
He's kind of a jerk in the show.
He is. But, I mean, just the look of him is really cool looking. I mean, he's a military guy who uses electric types. But I mean, don't get me wrong. Watson is super cool. I cannot pick one really to save my life.
Although, I still don't know who I'm going to say my favorite is. Because we're inevitably going to get to that point, and I have no idea.
I mean, there's so many cool ones. Like, I mean, even Koga's cool. I mean, the guy's a ninja for crying out loud.
Koga is legit awesome.
Yeah. Claire, Dragon Tamer. I mean, come on.
I know. I feel like I should have more. I should think that dragon trainers are cooler, because I just imagine that if you're a dragon gym leader, you have to be, as long as we're censoring things, bad.
Yeah.
since I pay so little attention to dragon Pokemon, I tend not to remember.
Oh,
what?
Technically, there is a 6 electric gym leader.
Who?
In Johto. Jasmine, she uses Magnemites.
Oh.
She's a steel type gym leader, but she uses Magnemites. I'm counting it.
There weren't many options at the time.
No, because really, I mean, you had Magnemite, Skarmory, and Steelix.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think Fortree once Pineco evolved.
Yeah, I think that is steel. I think you're right.
Yeah. But, yeah, she used Magnemite, so technically, I'm counting it.
It counts.
At least, I'll count it like this. At least one gym in each region had at least one electric Pokemon.
Or there you go.
Each generation had at least one gym leader who used an electric Pokemon. There we go.
It's official.
Yep. So, although I gotta say, I really did actually like Jasmine. She was really cool.
Yeah, I thought she was awesome. And I don't think that's just because she was the first steel trainer or gym leader. I think she's just generally pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, she took care of Ampharos in the lighthouse and whatnot. And
Yeah, she's cool.
A caring gym leader. So, all right.
She's cool. She cool.
Yeah. Now, I had already said this before, but at least in the anime, my favorite gym is going to be Blaine, because that battle was just amazing.
If nothing else, that is my favorite gym battle that I've seen in the show. And granted, I have not seen all of them. I imagine some of them get pretty awesome as the show goes on. But that one, it was just so epic. There's like a serious nostalgia factor for sure. But also, I just remember being like, I cannot miss the next episode, parents. Like, I need to see what happens.
Right?
Because Magmar versus Charizard is, like, one of the greatest things
ever. Yeah. And then I think it was, like, after, like, the next episode after that was the Island of Squirtle Pokemon, which was even better.
Yeah. Which is awesome.
Yes. And, like, we got to see Squirtle still had the little sunglasses left. They're like, wait, you still have those?
Okay.
Cool. Now, least favorite gym. I have a feeling we might be on the same page here because we've mentioned this gym before.
Which one?
Whitney.
I don't think it's my least favorite. It's just hard as all get out. I remember that gym being cool. Like, I like the gym itself.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that battle is brutal. Brutal. Absolutely brutal. I don't know what my least favorite is. I think favorite is so much easier, right? Because in the anime, it's Blaine.
Yeah.
Sabrina's gym is creepy, and Sabrina's gym has a lot of weird stuff going on in it, and she's creepy. And when I was rewatching that, I was like, man, I remember being legitimately weirded out as a kid. So that one's pretty cool. I actually really like Grant's gym from X and Y.
Yeah.
Because I, both in the game and in the anime, because that's one of the more recent ones that I've seen. It's ridiculous and it's preposterous that he would require you to mountain climb first. But in the anime, I think it's an option. And he has like a really cool like life lesson attached to it. So I really like that. Plus he's neat. But yeah, least favorite is hard. I think, you know what my least favorite might actually be? I think it might actually be Rourke's, the one that we mentioned earlier, that's basically just Brock's gym again.
Okay.
It just makes me so mad that it even exists.
Actually, one that was very difficult for me was Tate and Liza from Hoenn.
I don't remember what they...
They were the double battle that had Solrock and Lunatone.
Yes! That was really difficult. Oh, man, I forgot how hard that one was.
When you have to face Norman, your father... That's slacking of his. Like, you get like a one turn break because of its ability, but like, oh my gosh, that thing could hit.
Yeah, there are some good ones. I'm like having memories just like flooding back. Oh, you know another one that I don't like? Not because it's difficult, because I was underwhelmed. Olympia's gym like looks cool. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of boring. And Valerie as well. Valerie and Olympia, I thought, were really, really underwhelming in X and
Y. I really don't like gyms that make you do the whole little warp pads where you got to figure out where you're going next.
And that's one of the things I didn't like about Valerie's gym, is it was literally just...
Sabrina's.
Yeah, it was the same exact thing.
Yeah.
I hate that. It drives me nuts. But she was easy enough to beat. The X and Y gyms overall, I guess now that I'm looking at them, were pretty underwhelming.
Yeah, they're pretty easy to beat. I'm trying to think if anyone gave me any trouble, but
I haven't gotten to Wolfric's gym yet, but he looks awesome.
He does.
He ice looks type, so awesome. His facial hair is ridiculous, and he's like too cool to wear his jacket properly, and he's just like a fat old guy. Oh, he looks sweet. I'm trying to look through some of these other ones. But yeah, I don't think I have too many strong feelings about too many others. I think I remember, was it Crasher Wakes that was really cool that I remember? I think it was. Wasn't Crasher Wakes kind of cool? Like just the gym itself?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. It's been a while since I've played Diamond and Pearl. But... Did he have, like, lily pads or something like that?
I don't know. For some reason, it's standing out to me. Maybe it's just because his design is so crazy. But I feel like there's something cool about his gym. I'm going to look it up.
Let me see here if they actually show his gym. But, like, I think he actually had, like, lily pads or something like that you actually had to, like, float on or something. And
his gym was, like, pretty – yeah, I guess. Yeah, it's not as cool as I'm remembering it for some reason. But yeah, it's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, one thing I do like in the anime is that the environments that they use for the gym, I think, are cool. The fact that, like in the, I guess Crasher Wake's gym is pretty much in the anime the same as the Cerulean City one. But I like that it's in a pool. I like that in Brock's gym, like this big, huge, rock arena just sort of comes out of the ground. So I like stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta close my computer because it's gonna crash my computer.
Alright, so what is one gym you'd like to see?
A dark gym, now that I know. First and foremost. Okay, think about it though. How cool could a dark gym really be though? Like it could be really awesome. For whatever reason, psychic has been kind of like the creepy one of the creepy types, but a dark gym could be really weird. It could be in like an old, I guess the fairy one was in an old mansion. Okay. It could be in like a cave, or it could be in like a haunted, I guess a haunted house would be ghost. Man, what would it be? What would a dark gym look like?
What if the dark gym was only open at night?
Oh, that'd be cool. Why not?
You could actually have like to
see from gyms in general. Right?
Yeah.
Kind of a new sort of mechanic. Like,
let's have a gym, like a generation where like all the gyms are closed during the day, like at night, except for the dark gym, which is only open at night.
That would be cool. Yeah, if the games treated the gym leaders more like actual people so that they weren't just always available to you, that would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Something else that would be cool. One thing I would like to see in gyms is in general is just mixing up how they work. So Sun and Moon did a good job by just getting rid of them. But really, you still have to do gym-like things. But imagine this. Imagine there was a gym that not only had a type, but required you to come in with a team that was entirely the same type. So like, or you could only say it was like a grass gym, and they used three Pokemon. And you were only allowed to come in with three Pokemon that were all grass. Like, or something
like in the anime.
Yeah, like, I think you could do some pretty cool stuff like that, where it's like, you have to use this many Pokemon, or you can only register this type, or, I don't know, I just think
no
you could
items
do stuff.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I think you could do some really neat stuff that way. Because then you would definitely know, like, okay, I can't use any healing items in this battle, so maybe I'm going to use a Pokemon that can actually heal my stuff. I think, if nothing else, and maybe this would annoy people, and it certainly would be harder for kids, but I think it would force you to train different Pokemon and not use the same six Pokemon throughout the game.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be pretty cool. Or
I'd like to see...
Go for it.
A gym where basically... It's dual types, like, say, it's a dark psychic gym.
Yes! Yes!
Like, instead of just having, like, a single type, it's a gym that focuses on these two types, so you don't know how to prepare for that. Because, like, say, it could be, like, a fire and a water gym, so you bring your grass to take out the water, but then the fire takes out your grass, and then...
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
What if they had a gym... that was a not, it wasn't typed. What if there was a gym that had no type?
It basically was just like one of each.
Yeah, or you didn't,
or just like something
to think. Well, okay, what if there was an Eevee gym and you didn't, well, I guess there is kind of an Eevee gym, isn't there? Okay, yeah, imagine an Eevee
really.
Gym that, not an official one, but there's like that one place where you battle those
The Kimono Girls.
Yes. What if there was an Eevee gym and you knew that it was going to be Eeveelutions, and you knew that there were going to be three, but you didn't know which ones they were going to be. That would be
like
kind
the
of
game
cool.
Always randomized it?
Yes. That would be frustrating as all get out. Mm-hmm. That would be so annoying.
Yeah.
But cool.
It would be cool about the... Another cool thing that would be with the dual types is like you have, let's say, it's a... One's a dark, and one's a flying
mm-hmm.
type. So they'll have dark types and flying types, but then... You have to go up against the final Pokemon, which will be a combination of the two. So it'd probably be like Honchkrow or something like that. Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot. It amazes me they haven't done a dual type gym yet. It's crazy to me.
Because mm-hmm.
you could do really cool. Can you imagine the fire water gym? That would be like really weird.
What's the new Pokemon that came out in X and Y? That's a fire water type.
Is that the Volcanion?
Yes, Volcanion.
That'd be kind of weird if they had a Volcanion, but it would still be cool.
Mm-hmm.
They could have a water electric would be pretty easy to do.
Oh, and yeah, that would you be got Chinchou.
And it'd Lantern. Be a and it'd be a frustrating gym to battle in.
Oh yeah.
To a degree, you know. What other kind of cool stuff? I don't know if I do wish that they would have gyms that had better puzzles to them. And I guess Sun and Moon kind of helped, but...
The hardest one, in my opinion, is still today, Lieutenant Surges.
Yes, because even with Saffron City, once you know the trick, you're good. But Lieutenant Surges still has an element of random in it, and it resets mm-hmm. so frequently that if you don't hit... You always have at least two options... And if you get it wrong, then the whole thing resets. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. I remember, like, one time, like, I checked every single trash can, and then I came up to, like, the very last one, and it's – or I came up to, like, the last two. The
yeah.
last two trash cans, and the second to last one said, hey, a switch. Let's push it. I was like, okay, cool. By process of elimination, this last trash can should be it because I've checked all the trash cans, and I go – and it says, oops. Everything reset. And I'm like, what do you mean everything reset? This should have been the last trash can.
That's not how Lieutenant Surge works because he's a jerk.
Yeah.
But he is awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would like to see some stuff like that. But
now, I like this question that you had asked on here for us to talk about. If you had a gym, what type would you be? Or actually, if you just had a gym in general, what would you do?
Okay. So, I feel like the easy answer would be a grass gym that was kind of like But I don't want to copy. I don't want to copy somebody's. I like Erica's gym a lot because it's basically like a conservatory. Like it's just, it's like a habitat, and that's pretty mm-hmm. cool. But I wouldn't want to do the exact same thing. I don't know. Although I look like a pirate right now, so maybe I would actually have a water gym. Wait! Okay, here's a cool idea for a gym. What if you had a water gym? This kind of goes with the dark only being open at night. What if you had a water gym that was actually on a ship, and the ship wasn't always docked?
Okay.
Or I don't know what else it could be. I don't know.
You should do like a survivor-based gym.
Yes.
Each challenge is always something different for each challenger.
Yes, that'd be cool. And it's just on a beach, and I would have beach. I would be a beach gym leader. It wouldn't and be then, a
and
type.
Then every so often, you go up to like trainers and be like, all right, drop the Pokeballs. We're just changing things up.
If you'll please access the computer and choose 6 random Pokeballs from your computer, those are the Pokemon you're battling with.
And like you go to the computer, but it doesn't show you what Pokemon are in it. It's just a bunch of different Pokeballs.
Boop, 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 boop.
So basically, like, and this could be like the final gym too.
Oh my gosh.
So like you've already accumulated a bunch of Pokemon, but a lot of them are probably like some weak Rattatas from like the beginning or whatever.
And or so in now, my case, I have a bunch of level 1 stuff that I've bred and not trained. So I have like a ton of level 1 Pokemon.
Exactly. So you can have like a bunch of baby Pokemon, and so then you pick 6 random ones, and like you get like your one Pokemon from like your main team, and then like 5 other ones, and you may get like one that's kind of like, okay, you might be able to do some damage. The rest of you guys are completely useless to me.
Oh, that'd be so terrible. I do think the one gym that I've thought about in the real world, because it relates to Pokemon Go a little bit, and then I've translated that to the main series type stuff. Mm-hmm. There is a Pokemon Go gym in my city that is in the middle of a big park, and mm-hmm. the monument that is the gym is actually a big bell tower. And so you have a big bell tower and then a huge field, like really large field that just it looks over. And that would be such a cool gym for a flying trainer, because I just imagine that when the gym is open, the field is off limits mm-hmm. and you would have to sky battle. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so then you and the trainer are up at the top of the tower and your Pokemon are battling in the air above the mm-hmm. The field. That would
be cool. But you just reminded me of something. I'm putting out a challenge for anyone out there to find me a level 10 Pokemon Go gym that does not have a Gyarados, a Dragonite, a Rhydon, or a Vaporeon. If it's a level 10 and does not have any of those 4,
what are we sending them?
I'll send you a hug. Because any gym I go to, there's always, like, there's a gym today I saw. It was a level 10 gym. It had 9 Dragonites and a Snorlax. Oh, that's the other one, Snorlax.
Yeah, it's Blissey around me. Like, every gym has at least 1 Blissey.
I'm okay. Blissey and Tyranitar are starting to become big.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. I'm trying to think what else was there.
I don't think this is level 10. Oh, it is level 10. Okay, first one, Vaporeon, Gyarados, Dragonite, Vaporeon, Gyarados, Gyarados, Dragonite, Rhydon, Dragonite, Dragonite. All right. Literally, the whole thing is made up of those 5 Pokemon you said.
Yeah. Let's see here. I've got 3 gyms near me. I'm going to go with the 2 closest ones. And just letting this load real quick. But, yeah, like, the other day, one of my closest gyms, it was a level 5, and it had 5 Vaporeons. I'm like, what? Okay.
Of all Pokemon.
Okay, Gyarados, Snorlax, Vaporeon, Rhydon, Gyarados, Gyarados, Dragonite, Gyarados, Snorlax, Rhydon.
I have another one. Gyarados, okay. Vaporeon, Gyarados, Espeon, okay.
Espeon's another new one that's starting to come out.
Rhydon, Gyarados, Blissey, Gyarados, Dragonite. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Vaporeon, Gyarados, Gyarados, Vaporeon, Gyarados, Snorlax, Snorlax, Vaporeon, Tyranitar.
Crazy. It's crazy.
But I do like having gyms close to me, though, because sometimes they'll put in some interesting Pokemon that I haven't seen before.
Yeah.
So that it'll add it to my Pokedex. Like, recently, I just saw a gym with a Heracross.
I know, you sent that to me.
And it was a female Heracross, too, because it had the little heart shape.
Yeah.
How did and they then I saw one that had a Porygon 2.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, cool. I saw one that had Donphan, so I got to see that.
I did finally get a Donphan. That was exciting.
Nice. I haven't even gotten a Phanpy yet.
Oh.
Yeah, sad. But, like, I like the fact that now in Pokemon Go, you can actually see it, and it'll add the silhouette to your Pokedex.
Yeah.
So your Pokedex doesn't look nearly as sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, because of it, I was able to see, like, Machamp, Alakazam, Ninetales, Rapidash, Muck.
Oh, I finally
got Hitmonchan. Like, I've now gotten to see Kangaskhan, Mr. Mime. Yeah, Kangaskhan was the Australia exclusive, Mr. Mime being the Europe exclusive. So I got to see those two at least. Like, I have their silhouettes now, which is nice, instead of their numbers.
Right.
So I still need to see Farfetch'd. I think that's it. And then Corsola, obviously.
Oh, Corsola.
But one thing, though, that's kind of cool about my Pokedex, though, basically, I have seen or caught almost every single Pokemon in the middle row of the Pokedex.
That's so weird.
Yes, but like if you follow it down, like I've gotten all of them, and like I've seen the Ninetales, which I haven't caught yet, but then like you keep going down, I have them all. Haven't seen Machamp. The only one that actually breaks it is Farfetch'd, because I haven't actually gotten Farfetch'd.
Yeah.
But then, like, you keep going down, and I've got them all there. Dragonair, Bayleaf, Totodile, Hoot Hoot, Arvidos, Cleffa, Zatu, Meryl, Skiploom, Yenma, Murkrow. And then 203 and 208 I don't have. But then after that, Shuckle, Slugma, Remoraid, Houndour, Porygon 2, Smoochum, and then 243 I don't have, but then it ends with Tyranitar. So, like, it's like the one row I've got the most Pokemon seen or caught.
That's so strange, because I don't even have a Venusaur yet, so, like, number one in that column I don't have.
Yeah, I've got all the Pokemon up to at least Vulpix caught.
Yeah.
Which is nice, and then once I get Ninetales, I'll have everything up to Diglett.
Nice.
And then once I get Diglett, I'll have everything up to Kadabra.
I am so ready for Generation 4. You hear me, Niantic?
Really?
Because I have a bajillion Murkrow candy. A bajillion.
Well, we have a few notifications on our Twitter account.
Do we have any new responses?
One person did respond to our waiting for Sun and Moon anime.
Oh, what did they say?
They said, I think Teletoon will start airing it soon from what I heard. Now, I don't know what Teletoon is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either. What is that?
I don't know, but he's from Texas, so it's got to be something from here. Unless it's the Canadian channel or something like that. And then, like, I know Europe got a few of the episodes earlier than us, so we were able to just watch theirs. It's the same.
Yeah.
And then, like, a few people retweeted and liked the awesome deal for the three movies, which, by the way, is going on right now.
I might end up getting that.
Yeah, Pokemon the first movie, Pokemon 2000, and Pokemon 3 are on sale on Amazon and Best Buy for $16.99. It's a steel bookcase, three movies, and you save $18 from the original price, and it's all Blu-ray.
Yeah, talk about news.
Yeah, that's so hopefully that's still going on when this comes out on Thursday?
Yeah.
Wednesday, whenever our show airs, I don't know.
Whenever it happens, I don't know.
you know, whenever I get to editing.
Well, I don't know if there's anything left that you want to add to the gym discussion, but we did ask Twitter.
Well, yes, but I didn't get to say what I wanted to do for a gym, so I just want to briefly touch upon that because I have an interesting idea.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to make mine a nerd gym.
Okay.
So to get to me, you have to answer nerd trivia questions.
Okay.
So Power Rangers related, comic book related, Pokemon related still. And you have to answer all these questions.
I'm in.
And if you get it wrong, then you got to face a trainer.
Okay.
Now, once you finally do get to me, I'm not going to have a type. Each Pokemon is going to be based on a certain superhero.
Okay.
So I'll have Crobat for Batman.
Okay.
I'll have Galvantula for Spider-Man.
Nice.
Because it's also electric.
Uh-huh.
I'll have probably Steelix for the Man of Steel Superman.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
And then I'll come up with a bunch of other ones, but like...
Yeah. I dig it.
Yeah.
I mean, in the real world, I don't know what the regulations are on, you know, the gyms. I don't know why they have to be a single type. It doesn't seem to make much sense to me because there are things that you can classify Pokemon by that aren't just type, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you could have just all, I don't know. There's just a lot of things.
There is one various gym.
Who?
Blue, when you face them in gold and silver.
Oh.
It's just a bunch of different types.
I didn't even think of that. So, yeah. Okay. Well, cross that one off the list.
And I always liked the look of his gym because it looked like it was Lego surrounding him.
Which is
seriously,
cool.
Go look at his gym and tell me that does not look like Legos. Let's
see, Blue, Viridian. Ah. Okay, Viridian City. No, there we go. Viridian City Gym Blue. images. Come on, man. Come on now.
Oh, and I'll have an extra drill from Black and White to represent Wolverine.
I like that. Man, Blue, your gym, soup's cray. It's cool, though.
Right?
Ugh, now I feel like I need a cooler idea for my gym. Although, I do like my Sky Gym. I think that's pretty cool. Although, if I had a Sky Gym, no, you could still have it in the winter. It would just suck to battle up there. But I'd do it.
Yeah.
I do think a flying gym could be much more diverse than like Faulkner made it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different types that are also flying.
Oh, yeah.
So that, I think that could be a much, much cooler gym.
Oh, yeah. All right. Question of the episode we had asked up on Twitter. We asked, who is your favorite gym leader?
Yes, and we got some rad responses. So our great friend of the podcast, Shuken Shinobi, at Shuken Shinobi, said, Volkner, favorite leader from my favorite generation. Always fond of Flannery and Elisa, too, for reasons.
We don't want to know what those reasons are. Or do we find out on Victory Road After Dark?
Oh, my.
Oh, Matt, yes. Joshua Aaron Moore at Kentucky Jams said, always been a fan of that crazy old man Blaine. Yep. So are we.
Yep. John at the Ageless John says, Flannery. Her gym puzzle was cool and she uses fire types, my favorite. And he also said, if we're talking about the show, I'd say Sabrina.
RJ at Anime Redneck 96 says, the second to last from the Elite Four in Y, took my dumbass a while to beat, only memorable one for me.
Was he, I'm not positive, was he talking about the second to last Elite Four person or the second to last gym?
It says from the Elite Four. Well, yeah.
So I don't know if he's talking Olympia or Drazna, but...
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, you can challenge the Elite Four members in X and Y in any order.
So it's got to be Olympia.
Yeah. So we'll say Olympia, the psychic type. If not, then RJ, please be more specific and please answer the question correctly, because we asked for gym leaders, not Elite Four members.
But it might have been just us.
And get on that thing that we talked about earlier in this episode that I kept coughing.
Vince Areola at Bryce Packard said, Blue, a.k.a. Gary, from Gold and Silver. It was a nice surprise.
Yes, it was.
There's actually another one, too, that came in, I think, today or maybe late last night. So Luke Early at Undead Number 9 says, Sabrina for Gen 1. All of Gen 2 were great and challenging, in my opinion, and probably Flannery for Gen 3 with the heart eyes emoji.
Mm.
If you were wondering what those reasons might be.
You know what? I just remember the most hated gym leader.
Who?
In Generation 3, it's Wallace. His damn gym trying to crack all the ice without stepping on it twice. That was the most annoying thing ever done.
Yeah. You like puzzles, so that's fun. But yeah, that is...
I like puzzles, but come on.
Yeah, that is super annoying.
All right. I think that's about everything. Nice little short episode, hour and 30 minutes, depending on editing. We'll see how that goes.
Nice.
But
we did it.
Yeah. Yes, we did it. We finally put out another episode. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Listen, why were you listening?
I don't know, but they should. They should.
Good.
I think that's pretty much it. So, like we said, thanks for joining us on another adventure along the Victory Road. For information on episodes and contests, or to give us feedback on the show, be sure to find us on Twitter and Facebook at Victory Road Pod. And if there's something in the world of Pokemon that you know a whole lot about and you'd like to appear on the podcast, let us know. Until next time, we're headed back to the Pokemon Center to recover from our battle with Lieutenant Surge. See you later.
All right, Doug, I got a problem here. We keep going along the Victory Road here, and then we keep going back to Pokemon Center. We're never going to get through this dang on Victory Road to go challenge the Elite Four.
That's true. If we're on the Victory Road, why were we battling Lieutenant Surge in the first place?
I don't know. He just came out of nowhere and just said, I challenge you punks to a battle.
Which is apparently the first.
I don't know. But I think he just gave his Raichu steroids. But seriously, though, we're never going to get through this Victory Road. Seriously, we need to go back, get that Flash HM, and get through this a whole lot quicker because it's taking way too long.
All right. Well, I'll work on that.
All right.
And I'll let you know what the plan is for getting through the Victory Road so that next time.
All right.
Make some progress.
Yeah, see what happens. And don't stop for that Moltres again.
Don't do it.
Production of the 4Ride Radio Network. For other great shows, check out www.4rideradio.com.